Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The WIP Afternoon Show.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming out in moments. Also, we have a Buzz Soup update and a Buzz Refried Beans update as well. So bring that
to
you.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. We need to figure out that mystery, that weirdo.
Well, I figured out one of the mysteries we had there.
Which is what?
How he heated up the soup.
Yes. Don't give it away
yet. I got
you. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give it away yet. It's not a good answer. Let's put it that way. It's not the answer you're looking for. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, this dude, I know his stomach be hurting, man. I know his stomach be hurting. What is this mixture? Come on now. Come on, man. Ain't nobody just
eating. He gets hoagies without any, it's just like cheese. There's no lettuce, onion.
No lettuce, tomato.
It's a plain hoagie.
Like, wait, what is this dude doing? Like, I know his stomach be hurting, man. I know he'd be at home. And this dude using a bathroom. Don't he got a girl? Come on, man. Come on, man. You putting too much of your business out there. You're using a bathroom. You done told Jack in the group chat everything. Come on, man. Like, some stuff you got to keep to yourself. We don't need to know all that. You walking around free balling on the rides and stuff at the Hershey Park. Come on, man. We don't
want to
hear it.
Hershey's created.
Yeah, Hershey was on the bus.
Yeah, he was on the bus. He was going to
Somebody's
Six Flags.
Somebody's kids on them rides, bro. What you doing, bro? Come on, Buzz.
Buzz's new nickname is E. coli. People. Look, man.
Free balling at Hershey Park, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
He's got a girlfriend. You imagine they're watching TV. He goes into the kitchen. He comes in with a unheated bowl of refried beans and a fork like a psycho.
Yeah, talking about I'm hungry.
Yeah.
All the stuff you could have picked, you ain't got no strawberries in there, no nut. I would have rather him just have a bowl of rice.
Yes.
Beans. Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But all right. Let's go on the topic at hands real quick. First of all,
yeah,
y'all got to pump the brake. Listen, Joe Burrow, he a good quarterback, you know, elite, whatever y'all want to call him, you know, he good. But let's like he talking about going into the jungle, like he act like we going to Arrowhead, like pump the brake. They ain't no they still trying to sell tickets. They ain't selling out no Cincinnati Bengals Stadium. What you talking about, Barty? This ain't going to the league. These dudes having a whiteout at 1:00. Who does that? Ain't you supposed to do whiteouts at prime time game? Like,
well, it was supposed to be a 4:00 game.
Still, you're supposed to do whiteouts at night. You supposed to have an effect at night. These dudes, and listen, I watch Cincinnati Bengals football a lot. I live in Ohio. They all right. I mean, they defense is Swiss cheese. Now, our defense can be Swiss cheese too, you know. But, you know, our secondary that Mike Lombardi said was terrible, you know, they starting to come together. I like what I see. Jamar Chase, you know, you might be locked up like Akon on Sunday. I got to see. You know, Quinyon Mitchell might put fists in you. And the quarterback, he coming together, y'all. Hey, man, I don't even want no inside of the year, but I'm going to let you know. My sources told me big game coming on Sunday, y'all. Big game.
Just fine.
Big game. Hold on. We're a running football team now, Corey.
Hey, my quarterback know how to run, too. Hey, my quarterback know how to run, too. Hey, he'll give it to you however he got to give it to you, with his arm, with his legs. All I know is Cincinnati Bengals, white out, black out, orange out, coming out. Eagles going to be winning on Sunday. I'll put that in effect today. I'm not afraid of him. And let me just touch on the Sixers real quick. Because that's the topic at hand.
By the way, I don't like you. You're making me nervous with the Joe Cool disrespect. Joe Burrow is good.
I'm going to be there on Sunday. I tell Joe Burrow to his face, you can't shine Jalen Hurts' sneakers, dog.
All right, now let's relax.
What if he said he was a Buckeye? What if he said, okay, I'm a Buckeye? You'd be like, all right, you're great.
I don't care about that. All I know is everybody talk about Jalen Hurts playing all these top talent. So did Joe Burrow. He always played with top talent. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so let's chill that noise. But let's talk about Joel Embiid. First of all, NBA, hold on, y'all investigating the Sixers? What's Kawhi Leonard doing? Hold on. Y'all don't, the Clippers don't get no investigation. Somebody dry snitching. Who out there? The King? I know that's the King. I know
that. Nah, Howard.
I know you. Yeah, you got your sources, but come on now. Why the Clippers ain't getting investigated? This dude, Kawhi Leonard, done missed 250 games. We didn't see this dude play 3 times in 5 years, and we ain't getting no investigation.
Well, I think it's because they're saying he's injured, and they're saying Joel's not.
Right,
that's
yes.
the big difference there.
Everybody want to trade Joel Embiid. Okay, I get it. Let's start over. This the same franchise that drafted Markelle Fultz, Uncle Ford. Y'all talking about Anthony Edwards. That ain't no guarantee.
No guarantee.
For every Anthony Edwards, there's a Markelle Fultz. For every, you know, Shai Gilgeous and them players, there's a garbage play out there too. You know, a Giddy and all that. So let's just pump the brakes now. Now I get it. Joel Embiid ain't been performing. I'm not the biggest Embiid fan at all. Matter of fact, I'm not even biased because I don't even root for the Sixers. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all move on from Embiid, y'all gonna be hurting for a while. And guess what? That's gonna put more pressure on Jalen Hurts. And y'all know Jalen Hurts always gotta carry the city. The Eagles aren't got here because we know the Phillies going to let us down, and we know the Sixers going to let us down, and the Eagles aren't got to carry the pressure. So Sunday,
oh, they always rise up.
Sunday, I see y'all on Sunday. You know, go Birds, baby.
All right,
go Birds.
Corey. Oh, we didn't get Corey's
Corey's
stuff. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of Corey.
A Corey, sickening amount of thirst from Corey.
But I did like the buzz commentary.
Right. I mean, I've gotten some more buzz stories.
Oh, yeah.
As we've talked.
That feels like a top five one day.
Well, yeah. I mean, we already did the buzz stories and broke the story.
Oh, we did, right.
Where he, you know,
yes,
went number two on the buzz.
Yeah.
But apparently, back at Halloween back in the day, he used to trade his candy for other people's pretzels, like bags of pretzels, which is a psychotic move, obviously.
Big pretzel guy, huh?
I like pretzels.
I know, but
over candy?
Candy as a kid for pretzels?
Well, I'm sure he was a weirdo kid. There's no chance. Look, Buzz was probably a smelly kid.
Smelly kid.
If we're being honest, Buzz was probably a smelly kid.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the serious chance that Buzz was a smelly kid.
Apparently, he also tried to eat 3-month-old cheese the other day out of the refrigerator.
That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. Are you ready to throw in the towel on the Joel Embiid era of the Sixers? Or do you still have hope? 52% are ready to throw in the towel. We will give you the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I tell you about something that you should throw the towel in on. That's Buzz. No, you should throw the towel in on those old windows. It's time. It's been time for probably a few years at this point. And I know it's warm outside today, but in a couple of weeks, it's going to be cold. That cold air is going to come through those old drafty windows. That's when you got to go Gaida. They know you screwed up and waited too long, so they're going to make it more affordable for you with their buy one, get one half off sale. For every door window you buy, you get the second one at 50% off. That's it. So you buy a door, next door, 50% off. You can mix and match. Buy a couple windows and get a couple doors. They'll be 50% off. The more you buy, the more you save. Replace everything in your home. Half that stuff is going to be 50% off. And you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. You can't wait because this offer is only going to go for a limited time. There are restrictions. So call 877-GO-GUIDA. And schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Get all the details you need or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. It's time for the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Ow! This is hotly contested. I feel like everybody has stepped up their game recently.
It's about time.
We brought Ike back into the fold. Ike is now
making
trade deadline predictions. Very, very vague ones, but predictions nonetheless.
Hey, got to work with what you got.
Yep. Elliot is asking difficult questions, even though he's still a little worm-brained. Howard,
yeah, but we're trying to beat the worm out of him.
Howard, even though he has recused himself, has pumped it up a little bit.
Yeah. Did.
So here are last week's power rankings. Number 5 was Chase Daniel. Number four was Donovan McNabb. Number three was Ike Reese. Number two was Elliot Shore Parks. And number one was the newspaper reporter. We have a change in the power ranking.
Mm.
Back in at number five, even though he's recused himself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Howard Eskin.
Oh, yeah, he's never recused.
Yeah, come on. He wants it as badly as anybody. He just doesn't want to lose. No.
Well, and plus he wants to tell everybody how they're... How could you be an insider if you're...
Yeah.
You're not there.
Yeah, you're not there. Blah, 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 blah. So he gave us Jalen would be under center more. That came to pass.
Technically were.
And he has been active in... He has said to keep your eye on Von Miller as a possible trade target.
He gave you a name.
He gave you a name.
I like that. I didn't give you a name.
No. Did not.
But you told me Myles Garrett.
I did tell you Myles Garrett. I did.
So that everyone's insinuating on Twitter. Like
I texted that to you.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So Howard back in at number five.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. Howard.
Still at number four, Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
A better Eagles insider than Howard.
Five.
At the moment. Has not gotten anything wrong.
Nope.
You know.
And Jalen's played much better since he talked to him.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And five at four.
Yeah. Five at four.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in, dropping one spot, Elliot Shore Parks.
Mm.
Elliot's been good. I don't think he dropped a spot because of anything wrong. He's doing a good job.
Right.
But I think that there was somebody who did a little bit more to move up in the power ranking.
And he got jumped for the question in the press conference. He was not leading off the press conference.
Yes, Ruben Frank was number one.
Correct. No
wow,
doubt.
I got to hit his first, too, because, I mean, I thought Elliott's had a good couple weeks.
He has.
Yeah.
He has. You never know what could happen in the power ranking.
Yeah.
Number two, Ike Reese. Moves up to number two with his prediction of a very busy multiple trades trade deadline
Cooper Kupp
for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, maybe not Cooper Kupp.
Nah, unless with Jahan Dotson back to the Rams for Cooper Kupp and a third round pick.
Now, if this doesn't come true,
mm-hmm.
this could end up hurting Ike in future power rankings.
Yeah.
But at least your activity is
back.
Yeah,
I had to put something on the line.
And
stones on the line.
Number one, again, is the newspaper reporter.
Hellballs.
He hasn't done anything, but he has been by far the best insider so far this season.
Yeah.
He has. He's
wow.
Good. I don't want to give him the award. I don't want to. He disrespects us consistently.
See?
But he's been good.
And this is where Elliot missed out on being in that number one spot. Had he not been so, you know, pressed that Devin White was being done wrong, he could have actually found out that he wasn't going to be here very long.
I should have gotten Insider of the Year points for that.
I mean, read a tea leaf one time.
Yes.
You're there every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone else can see where that was going.
He wasted several weeks, Elliot.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's taking it seriously now.
Yep.
But he did waste several weeks. But he's got the rest of the Eagles season to get to number one.
Get off your own agenda, E.
Yeah.
Yes. We just want fair, objective reporting.
Hey, you're going around asking questions to fit your agenda.
Yes. All right.
He was lobbying for Bryce Huff to play more.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. Bryce Huff's heating up.
Just put him out there.
At least he's jumped off the offensive line issue.
He has.
Yes, well, we had to get him off of that one, yes.
So before we get back to the phones, an update on Buzz, who ate a bowl of refried beans in the studio by themselves and eats soup out of the can, and we were wondering how he heats up the soup. Well, he doesn't. Here is from Buzz. Sometimes, look, the caveat here is great, as if the atmosphere is heating the soup. He says, sometimes in the summer, if it's warm out, I'll eat unheated chunky chicken noodle soup right out of the can.
Room temperature, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
But it's warm out, Ike, so...
Yes, the summer.
Yeah, I guess the sun is heating the soup in the can.
Solar power's in.
Yep.
I love, sometimes in the summer, he'll say. Are you eating the soup outside? What
First
are we doing?
First of all, why are you eating soup in the summer?
That's another fair point.
In the can, unheated. And then the next thing, he says, proud to say I finished the beans last night without further incident. Yeah.
So that's not what I had.
Oh, really?
No, I've gotten people tweeting at me saying Campbell's make microwavable cans.
Really?
Yes. Well, I don't know that.
Somebody should tell Buzz.
Somebody tweeted that at me, yeah.
I've never heard of that before. A metal can? Maybe it's not metal, maybe it's plastic. You got to be careful with those microplastics.
We've been over this, yes.
Yeah, we can't heat up things in the plastic.
Well, we're not big microwave people anyway.
Well, like to
although I was just using one, but I'm just saying.
I was curious where you're going with that.
I don't usually use the microwave.
Oh, really?
I
you're not a microwavesman?
No. I mean, I do. If I'm going to heat something up for a minute, it's okay.
Yeah.
But
overuse the microwave is a mistake.
Yeah, I don't overuse the microwave.
Sure.
Like, I won't do microwavable foods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
What up, my man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Wednesday.
What's up, Yosh?
Listen, man, I already knew it, and just listening to my good friend Spike Eskins the last 2 days, Spike, you can be my lawyer any day of the week, except for when Ike is the DA. I'm good with that. That's the only time you seem like you're a little stomp.
That's fair. I'll take it.
I mean, I don't laugh too hard, because I got one for you, too.
Okay.
You are getting the buzzer almost every time Steve come around to you on the Family Feud, because you just can't remember nothing.
That's true.
Really quick. You will never do the speed round, brother. Never. That'll be a big, fat zero. Big, fat zero. But I love y'all. The Sixers, we knew what we was expecting this year. We knew that Paul George and Joel Embiid was going to be hurt at some time of the year. Maybe it is going to work out. I'm going to just ride with Spike and Shotgun on this, and hopefully, being as though it's happening backwards, it's going to work out, because I don't want to blow it up, because this team cannot draft. It took us 10 years to get Maxey, and he a star and not currently a superstar. It took us forever to get a superstar as the AI. So I'm just going to ride this on out. Come Sunday with the daggone football team, look. Saquon Barkley just ran all up and down the 15th-ranked defense. Well, then get him the ball again, because this is the 22nd-ranked run defense. I look for him to have a big day. They try to stop him. Like Corey said, Jalen can run too, and maybe Jalen just open it up and finally go for that 340 and two touchdowns, and Devontae have a 112-yard day. That's where I'm at with it today. Spike, I love you, boy. They got you like OG Wade this week, boy. But you willing and dealing, boy. You is willing and dealing. You can argue all day. How many times have I told you that since you've been up here?
Somebody said to me on Twitter, they were like, you sound like you're one of those guys that just wants to take your ball and go home. I was like, you got the wrong guy. I will fight about that ball for 100 years before I go home.
He's going to sit down argue with you while you taking my ball.
Yes.
It makes sense for you to be taking my ball. Why would you take this ball? There's another ball over there. You think I'm just going to let you take my ball? No, man. Spike ain't running away. That's one thing I'm going to say about you. But Jack, I love you, boy, but he ain't scared of you. You're right.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Nah, if you want the ball, you can have the ball. I'll go get another ball. You kidding me?
Yoshi, I...
That was funny. You talking about what... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it was funny yesterday when Jack always talking about he don't want to fight, but he said he can beat Elliot.
If push comes to shove, I can beat up Elliot.
Spike used the F word. Spike, you dropped the F word. I was like, oh my, I had to text Jack. I was like, boy, I thought that boy was live. I forgot I'm on a delay. Boy, that was a good sound of F word. I ain't going in front. It surprised me. It surprised me, boy. Man, put him up. What do you got to do? Come on, you want to fight? Oh, my.
Yosh, give us your star that burned bright and for a short time.
Buster Douglas.
That's a classic. Oh, yeah.
Knocked him out, and then what's the name? Got it, didn't want nothing after that. I mean, that was a quick fuse that burned and went out. So that's mine right there.
That's a good one, Yosh.
I love y'all talk, baby.
All right,
broski.
See you, Yosh. Mm-hmm. So coming up next, we all know everyone's favorite part of the show is the top 5 at 5.
Uh-huh.
Jack, what can we expect?
Walker content.
Ooh. Oh, Walker content. Oh, nephew.
Kid content.
Nephew's up, okay.
All right.
What's he doing now, man?
He's getting older.
Wreaking havoc.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, yeah.
You haven't doing chores yet?
He thinks so.
Okay.
He's figured out how to press the button on the vacuum.
Oh, there you go.
He just lets it run.
You got to show him the weed whacker next, right?
Well, one of these days.
Yeah. All right. Top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.